Yoshua, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. We are continuing to enumerate the cities within the boundaries of Shevet Yehuda, a special point made by the Nach that is not necessarily made for every other Shevet that we encounter. One note about Pasuk Lamed Beis, at the end of the previous Pasuk that we just did, we said, Kol Arim Esrim Botesha. All of the cities that we just named were 29. But if anybody was paying close attention, and it was a lot of cities, so it was hard to catch, Rashi points out, Uberpraton, but when you count them, Atamose Shloshim Ushmona, you actually find that it was 38, not 29. So why does it say 29? So Rashi's pshat is that out of the 38 that were listed, 9 of them ended up in Nachalas Shimon, ended up in Shimon's Nachala. As we will see when we get to Shimon, they were carved out space within the Nachala of Yehuda. Unlike any other Shevet, they didn't really get a land grant of their own with actual boundaries. But the Malbim disagrees, because the Malbim says that the total of 38 cities includes, from one of the Pesukim earlier, Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Zif, Telem, Uba'olos, that there were 4 cities in there if you wanted to get to 38. But the problem is that we had only 3 cities, because it said, V'chatzar chadatar, here is Chetzron hi chatzar. If Chetzron is chatzar, then it's really not 38, it's really only 37. It depends on how many that you were going to give to Shevet Shimon. So what the Malbim says is that there were 38 names listed in the previous list that we just did, but that actually only totals 29 cities, because some of the cities had multiple names. So according to Rashi, it's really 29 belonging to Yehuda. According to Malbim, it's really 29 belonging to Yehuda, which had 38 names, and not that they went to Shimon at all. But now continuing the list, Bashefela, in the lowlands, because we were only talking about the southern border at first and some of the other border areas. Now, down in the lowlands of Shevet Yehuda, there were other cities as well. This includes the Yarden River Valley and the Mediterranean Sea. You can see them from the mountains west of Yerushalayim. And so the lowlands of Yehuda, we start with the northern lowlands, and they included cities called Eshta'ol, Vitzara, Ve'ashna. These 3 cities are west, Eshta'ol and Sarah are west of Har Modi'im, apparently. But some of them are mentioned as belonging to Shevet Dan as well, but here they're mentioned with Yehuda. So Rashi explains that the cities belong to Yehuda, but the outskirts belong to Dan. So there was a division there. Lamed Dalet, Ve'zanoach, Ve'en Ganim, which is now southeast of Ashkelon, so we're over on the west side, towards the Mediterranean, Tapuach, Ve'ha'enom. Ha'enom is the same as a different city called Beis Ani, apparently. And the Gemara says that Ha'enom, Gemara Sota, was a place where Tamar waited for Yehuda to entice him to do the Yibum that she had been waiting for. So again, a special place within the Shevet Yehuda history is now part of the Shevet Yehuda boundaries as well. Pasuk Lamed He, Yarmus Va'adulam, Socho Va'azeka, all part of Yehuda's inheritance in the lowlands. Pasuk Lamed Vav, V'Sha'arayim. Sha'arayim is mentioned in Shmuel Aleph as a place where many Plishtim were killed by the Jewish people. Va'adi Sayim, and Adi Sayim, Vahagidera, Ugdero Sayim. So all of these are named cities. Arba Esrei Vachatzrehen. And that is 14 cities. Unfortunately, Rashi points out, if you count, it was actually 15. So what Rashi says is that 2 of the cities said next to each other, Tapuach and Ha'enom, were actually the same city. Enom was the springs of Tapuach. Radak, on the other hand, says Hagedera and Gedero Sayim, which we just mentioned in this pasuk, are the same city. Either way, it's several names for one city. Pasuk Lamed Zayin, now we're going to the southern lowlands, so we're going from north to south. Tzinnan, which is mentioned in the Navi Micha, when people went into exile from a city of a place called Shafir, they passed by Tzinnan and didn't receive any comfort from them because the people of Tzinnan knew that they also were going to be exiled. And this is mentioned by the Radak. V'chadosha, in the Gemara Ervin, they mention Chadosha as a small city with only 50 people in it. Umigdal Gad, and Migdal Gad, the Tower of God, which is the city of Migdal. Pasuk Lamed Ches, V'dilon, V'hamitzpeh, and V'yokse'el. And Pasuk Lamed Tes, Lachish, Uvotzkas, V'eglon. These were mentioned earlier with the kings that were defeated, the 31 kings defeated by Klal Yisrael. So these names come back. Pasuk Mem, V'chabon, V'lachmos, V'chislish. And Pasuk Mem Aleph, Ugideros based Dagon, Gideros Kama based Dagon, two different cities. The Na'ama Umakeda, Makeda, of course, we remember from the cave where the kings were hiding when Yeshua got them out. Arim Sheshes Rei V'chatzrehen. This is 16 cities, and all of their villages around them were all part of Shevet Yehuda. And for a change, in this particular case, it looks like we don't have any counting issues. 16 names, 16 cities, all listed as part of the lowlands inheritance of Shevet Yehuda.